From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. Republican leaders of the U.S. House of Representatives are expected to hold a conference call today amid fallout over presidential nominee Donald Trump's recently released remarks on women. But in Missouri, conversations among statewide GOP leaders and candidates began before yesterday's second presidential debate in St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has more.
Missouri Republican Party Chairman John Hancock says the 11-year-old video in which Donald Trump discusses sexually groping women is, quote, disgusting and repugnant. So he called statewide GOP candidates and told them to use their conscience to decide whether to continue to support Trump.
I said, look, you have to do what you believe is right and in your heart and that you're comfortable with, and whatever you decide, I'm going to stand behind you and support you.
But state Democratic Party Chairman Roy Temple says it's too little, too late.
These people have lashed themselves to the Donald Trump mast, and they're going, many of them will go down with the ship.
Temple and Hancock spoke at a Real Clear Politics forum in Clayton. I'm Joe Manis.
Hillary Clinton's private email server and Donald Trump's remarks on women surfaced as topics yesterday, but some Missourians expressed their concerns at what wasn't discussed at the debate, particularly criminal justice issues because of Washington University's proximity to Ferguson. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports how the omission caught some St. Louis area observers by surprise.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill was one of those people expecting to hear the candidates' perspectives on overhauling police practices.
I was surprised that that wasn't a question.
The Democrat says she's much more comfortable with Hillary Clinton's philosophy on the issue, especially compared to Donald Trump.
I don't think he really understands that community policing is something that the federal government can help with, and that that's way more important than just saying the phrase, over and over again, law and order.
Neither Clinton nor Trump have visited Ferguson during their campaigns for the White House. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Ferguson does continue to play a role in Missouri's race for governor, however. Republican candidate Eric Greitens has accused Chris Koster of trying to get Officer Darren Wilson fired soon after the August 2014 shooting of Michael Brown. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III and former police chief Tom Jackson told the Associated Press in phone interviews that Koster sought to remove Wilson in closed-door meetings after the shooting. A Koster spokesman says the assertions are false. Wilson's attorney says Koster was supportive of Wilson's well-being. Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.